So may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. So we've been looking at a series on welcoming, and we've been thinking about welcoming children, we've been thinking about welcoming strangers, we've been thinking about everybody welcoming, and today I'm going to conclude on welcoming everybody. And as I was thinking about how to end this series, I realised that a lot of what I was going to say had probably already been said. And I was struggling, if I'm honest, to think about what I was going to focus on this morning. But then on Friday, it was my day off, and I was out on my motorbike, and as is usual, things start to come into my head. And I thought, well, as tenuous as they might be, I thought that these were coming from God, so I felt prompted to share them with you this morning. So about a month or so ago, I was driving in the car, and I was listening to one of the BBC Sounds podcasts. And this happened to be Michael Mosley, and he was talking to someone called Professor Paul Bloom, and the title of the podcast was called How to Live a Good Life. And in it, Paul Bloom gave his 5 top tips on how to live a good life. And the one that stood out to me on that day was this: the fact that we want to be good people who do good things and whose lives have meaning. And it's about doing those things that are difficult, out of our comfort zone, things which test us and take some effort. If we only ever do the things that come easily to us, they have less satisfaction and meaning than if we try new things that we perhaps don't naturally take to, or we find a little bit challenging. So as I was listening to this about a month ago, I was reminded of my journey into motorcycling. When I started 20 months ago, I hated it. It was hard, it was tiring, it made me cry, I felt like I was no good at it, I didn't have any natural ability, and I had to learn really hard and work hard to learn the new skills. I dropped the bikes that I was learning on several times, I was scared, and I didn't really feel like it was my thing. And I saw that it came naturally to other people as well. It seemed really easy for them, so why would I bother? Why would I carry on? Well, switch to last Friday, and I'm out on my motorbike with Joe on my Honda 750 Hornet, and I'm navigating the roads on the way to Coventry down to the British Motorcycle Museum. I'm riding around places that would have made me cry 20 months ago, would have made me get off the motorbike, shout at Joe, tell him it was all his fault and that I was never going to do it again. I mastered the M6 through Birmingham. Through torrential rain, I mastered the M54 through heavy traffic, and when I got home, I realised that through perseverance, the development of skills, and the development of a character of resilience, I'd come to enjoy and be competent at something which had terrified me, something which I thought was out of my skill set and my natural ability, and not who I was at all. It's an interesting notion, isn't it, character? But the Bible speaks of developing character, so it must be important. But what is it? What is character? How does it develop? Well, character is about who a person is. It's about your personality. It's about your traits. It's about your strengths. And character can be and is formed over time. It's not static. It is something that we develop. Romans 5 says that our character matures as we persevere through suffering. But we must invest in it. So character can be moulded through perseverance. Your character is who you are becoming, or who you are becoming in Christ as you allow him to change you for the better. Thomas Aquinas was a Dominican priest in the 13th century, and he was a theologian. And he wrote about virtues as habits that are character-forming. That is, what we invest in on our insides has an impact on the good virtues or the good habits that come out of us on the outside. Good habits lead to good character, and these are disciplines that we want to invest in. So investing in who we are as a person on the inside leads to a transformation of who we are on the outside and with others. We develop good habits which make us a better person. And this leads to the communal good of others. That is, living a life for the benefit of others and not just for ourselves. Not thinking simply about what we want, but choosing to do what is good for other people. Aquinas said that to develop our character, to become better people, living a life that has meaning, satisfaction, that's beneficial to others, we must practice good habits, especially those that don't come naturally to us or that are not a strength. This becomes a workout for our morality, for our souls. So as we make lots of little decisions that cost us personally and make us uncomfortable, so for example, practicing self-control, it becomes easier until finally we get used to doing them and they become second nature. The more we practice them, the better we get at them. We can mould and we can shape our character, but we must invest in it. And Aquinas called them holy habits. So what's this all got to do with welcoming everybody? Welcoming children, welcoming change, welcoming the Holy Spirit, and generally being welcoming in our disposition. Well, I think that being welcoming to both strangers and friends is something that we can develop. It's a holy habit that we can grow to become part of our character. For those of us who are called to welcome others, and I think through this series we've identified that we're all called to welcome others, there's going to be more than one response. We might be thoroughly outgoing, gregarious extroverts who love meeting new people, walking up to strangers, asking them how they are, and having a great conversation. But I suspect that for most of us, it's challenging and it's uncomfortable. And speaking to somebody new fills us with dread. And we'd much rather leave it to those who have a natural ability for it, whose skill set is just there for that thing. We might even have had a go at saying hello to someone new to us in church, and it might have been awkward, uncomfortable. We didn't know what to say, the conversation ran dry, we went away thinking, I'm not doing that again. But we are all called to develop holy habits. We are all called to stretch ourselves, to face the discomfort, and to do the things that challenge us. And whilst there's a job to do for those of us who are welcoming, there's also a job to do for those of us who are being welcomed. Maybe you've been hurt by somebody in a previous church. Maybe you're wary of others. Maybe you're private and you don't want to get involved. But are we willing to forgive? And are we willing to move on? Are we motivated by being part of the body of Christ? Each of us should look to ourselves and our motives and ask God, what do you want of me? Christian walk is a challenge. Comfort is not described in the Bible as a way of living. Those of us who want to grow on a journey with Christ will face uncomfortable situations. Do we want to welcome? Do we want to be welcomed? Have we ever thought of taking up the offer of coming for a shared lunch or joining a house group, of allowing ourselves to be vulnerable once more, of allowing others into our lives? As newcomers, do we have a preconceived idea of what welcome should look like? Are we willing to be uncomfortable and press in? Do we make an effort to be known and to get to know others? I suspect our attitude to this makes a huge difference to about how we feel in welcome. Do we think it's all on others, or do we take some of the responsibility? As followers of Jesus, those who are created by God, finding meaning in life depends on having a purpose and depends on doing things for others. How we choose to develop our character, the building of skills and habits that don't come naturally to us, challenging ourselves to become more for the good of others. So maybe this morning, maybe this week, we should spend some time before God thinking about our holy habits and understanding how we can develop the habit of welcoming those we don't yet know. Whether we are those who welcome being welcomed, or we need to be brave and willing to embrace the process, however clumsy it might feel. Maybe it involves forgiving people when they get it wrong and remembering that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. We're all on a journey of becoming more like him in our character.